Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. this coming Monday, December the 8th, at City Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve a $10 increase per 1,000 gallons of water service for Pigeon and Caseville Township. If approved, the increase will begin on January the 1st of 2026 and be reflected on the April 1st of 2026 bill. The council will also review a request from the Caseville Chamber of Commerce to host Shanty Days for February the 14th, to have an entertainment tent in Riverside Park, a snowmobile show at Memory Park, and a request for a temporary liquor license. Also, Kylie Braun, who is a CPA with the Nitsky and Foppel PC agency, will present the findings of the audit for 2025. And another local and regional news for today. The Huron County Michigan State University Extension offices offer a wide variety of services and programs for everyone. According to Chris Swartzendruber, who is an educator with the Extension office, the agency is constantly evolving and changing to meet a variety of identified needs. A few of the programs include disease self-management for caregivers, sleep education, and Tai Chi to help with arthritis and fall prevention. Some of the health programs include diabetes management, dining out with diabetes, and diabetes prevention. Some of the other programs include mental health and stress management, which includes mindfulness, addressing adverse childhood experiences, and alternatives to anger. The agency also has offered programs on food preparation, food safety, and canning. To contact Swartzendruber, you can call 989-245-5903. To learn more about what the MSU Extension has to offer, you can also go to their website, canr.msu.edu/outreach. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. State and federal authorities are monitoring online criticism and protests against the immigration crackdown in New Orleans. Records reviewed by the Associated Press show the state's Fusion Center is tracking message boards for threats to agents and compiling updates on public sentiment. Officials have released a few details about the arrests made as part of the operation called the Cataloa Crunch. Local leaders are calling for transparency, saying that they've been kept in the dark. Immigration authorities claim the targets that they swept target, quote, criminal illegal aliens, but records show less than a third of those arrested actually had criminal records. And another national and international news. The Republicans, who lead the Senate Intelligence Committee, say a video of a U.S. military strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean that killed two survivors of the initial attack shows, quote, nothing remarkable. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says he would not oppose its public release if the Pentagon were to declassify it. Cotton is partially aligned himself with President Donald Trump and top Democrats in favor of releasing the video of the September 2nd attack. But he is splitting with Democrats over whether military personnel acted lawfully in carrying out a second strike to kill the two survivors. Cotton spoke on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, December the 7th of 2025. Laura Jean Wessels, age 58, of Bay City and formerly of Bad Axe, passed away on December the 6th of 2025. A celebration of life for Laura Jean Wessels will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter or the discretion of the family in care of Donna Wessels. If you wish to offer your condolences to her family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.